Tom Hoped is an epidemiologist who tracks influenza for the State Department of Health. He says one particular strain has emerged as the dominant virus so far, and it's not a good sign.
H3 strains, when it is predominant, tends to be more of a severe year. And it does affect adults and elderly more so than the younger children.
Hoped says it's still too early to tell how bad this flu season might be. Part of it will depend on how many people get vaccinated. He says people still have misconceptions about the flu vaccine.
People feel if they were vaccinated last year, they don't have to get it this year. They are becoming very complacent, and that's the worst thing they can do. We want people to boost their immune system and have their antibodies towards influenza as strong as possible.
Hoped says it takes 2 weeks after being vaccinated for the body to develop a resistance to the flu. That's why it's important to get vaccinated early, he says, before the flu comes to town. Hoped says people don't realize how serious the flu can be. He says even though last year was a relatively mild year for the flu, 900 people were hospitalized in the state. Right now, flu activity in Wisconsin is still low, but it's gaining strength and will likely peak by late February. Healthcare providers usually don't test for the flu, since a diagnosis won't change how a person is treated. Hoped says if you think you have the flu, the best bet is to stay home, drink plenty of fluids, and rest. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.